Wahoo Week coverage continues here in Goodyear, Arizona. Indians relief pitcher Tyler Olson now joins us. And Tyler, obviously a little bit of a different makeup in the bullpen this year, but certainly it was a bullpen by committee last year as well. But how do you foresee the changes affecting the bullpen?
I mean, I definitely see some guys stepping up and filling some shoes, you know, from last year. I think we got the guys to do it. Like you said, last year we had one of the best bullpens in MLB, and so I think we'll be able to, you know, fill those shoes.
Talk a little bit about your season last year. Boy, you put up some impressive numbers. How do you look to build upon that here in 2018?
I mean, I definitely just go out there and look to do my job. You know, any opportunity that I get, you know, to go out there in whatever situation Tito and the team puts me in, I'm going to go out there and, you know, do my best to help the team be successful.
Obviously, it didn't end up the way we wanted it to end up in 2017. How long does it take to kind of get that behind you and turn your focus to this year?
Yeah, definitely, you know, for me personally, it took a while to get over. I mean, I was just definitely a little frustrated, but at the same time, I mean, looking back at what the team did, you know, over 100 wins, 22 games in a row, I mean, that's something special. That's something, you know, for this year to build off of and to really work towards this year.
Can it fuel you? Can it motivate you when you've come so close the past couple of years? Is that something that can just kind of light your fire as far as 2018 is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, for me, again, I mean, I think I can speak for the team that left definitely a sour taste in our mouth, you know, to have the year we had and, you know, to think we were going to do something special and to come up short. I mean, that's baseball, though. You know, that's something that's going to happen, and definitely, you know, we're going to work towards this year to not let that happen again.
From the pitching perspective, from your role, what do you hope to accomplish here in Goodyear? Between now and the end of March when you break camp, what are some things that you'd like to see yourself personally get accomplished?
I think just the same thing as last year. I mean, for me, it's attacking the zone, getting hitters out quick, and just pounding the zone.
Obviously, Mickey Callaway had a huge influence on this staff. Carl Willis has a track record as well. Do you foresee some changes there? I mean, obviously, you do what you do, but with a different pitching coach, does that change things or alter things?
I don't think it's going to change. I mean, Carl's biggest thing when he came and he called the guys, you know, right when he was brought on to our staff, I mean, he basically just said he's not going to change anything. He knows that we have the ability to go out there and pitch, and he's just going to go out there and help us refine our skills and go out there and compete.
Talk a little bit about the staff as a whole. Obviously, this is a tremendous pitching staff. When you get, you know, the starters that you have and then you get to that bullpen, you have to feel as though it's one of the best in baseball.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, the ability for us to go out there and compete in any situation. I mean, talking about our bullpen last year, some guys had to come in, you know, when Shaw needed rest or Cody needed rest, and guys stepped up and did the job. So I definitely see, you know, that happening again this year.
Again, we're talking with Tyler Olson as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Tito speaks so highly of you and what you were able to do. Was there a moment for you, Tyler, where you suddenly realized, man, I've made this. I've accomplished the goal of getting to the big leagues. I suddenly feel like I fit in, that I belong here?
I definitely felt like last year I felt in, fit in, but that goes to this team. You know, when I came here day one, even in spring, they were very welcoming. And then when I got called up last year, it was the same thing, just come in, do your thing, and do whatever you can to fit in with the team, and that's kind of my goal again this year.
Tyler, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us. Good luck this year.
Yeah, thanks for having me.